You ever hear pot cheese for cottage cheese?
No.
Did you use that
no,
at all?
No.
Did you use smear case?
Yes, I've heard smear case.
Germans around.
Yes, that's right.
Dutch cheese.
Yes, I heard it called Dutch cheese.
But this would not have been what you would call it.
No. I would call it cottage cheese. That would be mine.
Now, there are several ways to eat cranberries. One way is to cook them, sugar. And
jelly them.
Or you can make a what out of them?
Cranberry sauce.
Okay. Now, if you just ate a little bit of food between meals, you might say, well, I had...
Snack.
Or you would just say, I just had a
bite? Yes, I might even say I had a bite. Had a bite to eat before dinner or something. Although a snack would be probably my preference.
Mm-hmm. You could say then yesterday we eat, or today we eat, yesterday
we ate.
Mm-hmm. In England they yesterday they ate.
Yes, some people do, don't they?
That's very good British English.
Isn't
it? Funny, yes. And you could say, well, how often have you, same word.
Have you ate? Have you eaten? Now, that's right. How often have you eaten?
Thank you. Okay. Now, if you were going to say something about making, or you wanted some coffee, let's say, and you say, well, it won't take me long to...
Make a cup of coffee.
Now, suppose you wanted to instead of using instant, you wanted to use the real stuff, and you say, well, it won't take me long to a pot of coffee.
I'll make a pot of coffee, or drip the coffee, or make a coffee, a pot of drip coffee, or percolate. Don't take me long to percolate some coffee.
You wouldn't say cook the coffee, though.
No, I would never
say
cook the coffee. No.
Okay. Mm. Do you remember any other words for kinds of apple pie dish? They weren't exactly pie. It was something like a pie.
Well, there's a deep dish pie that would be that you could make with apples. Or there's apple streusel, they used to call it. But that was I think that would be put between a cake, a dough, a bread dough. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call it cobbler?
Yes, indeed. Yes, and dumplings, too. My mother used to always call them dumplings, apple dumplings. Apple cobbler, I believe, was a little bit different than the apple dumplings.
I don't know the distinctions, but I know my family used both of them. My grandmother talked about dumplings.
Dumplings,
my mother talked about cobbler.
Dumplings. Well,
my wife talked about apple pie.
Well, maybe she always makes apple pie.
She didn't make enough of it.
You like it too, do you? Well, it's good.
Now, you're thirsty, you say, well, I'll drink of water. I'll drink
a glass of water, please.
And what, suppose we had a glass of water here, and we went away and came back, and there's somebody else here, and we'd say, what happened to the glass of water? And he would say, I...
Picked it up.
Or
I drank it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'd ask him, well, how much water have you...
drank today?
Keep this to water. We're all right. Somebody comes in the house and you want to make them feel at home and you say, oh, won't you...
Come in and have a chair.
Or would you ever say, won't you...
Sit down, mm-hmm. Yes.
He's standing there, I should say.
Yes.
Would there be any difference for... Say, if you had a group of strangers as opposed to a group of your own family at the dining room table there, and you want them to, they're standing, and you want them to do something else, you say, won't you please...